Before we wrap, a few stories we haven't fully done justice to that deserve at least a mention. The piece on Chesterton's gap, distinguishing between Chesterton's fence, the principle that you shouldn't remove something until you understand why it was built, and a new concept of the gap, which is the failure to build something useful because of misplaced caution about disruption. That's a genuinely sharp extension of a classic idea that's worth reading.
And the Subterranean Fungi Networks study from The Guardian, citing research that arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi networks extend more than 100 quadrillion kilometers in total length globally. That number is so large, it's hard to process. For context, 100 quadrillion kilometers is roughly 10,000 times the diameter of the Milky Way. These fungal networks connect plant root systems across essentially all terrestrial ecosystems and are critical to carbon cycling and plant nutrient exchange. The study involves the first comprehensive global mapping effort, and the implications for how we think about soil health and climate intervention are substantial.
The yak shaving essay from 2019 resurfacing, "But Yak Shaving is Fun," also worth a read. The argument is that the tangential problem solving that looks like procrastination often produces genuine understanding that the direct path wouldn't have generated. Given that HN is itself a community built around people who follow interesting tangents, it's fitting that the piece resonated.
And the Quen Robot Suite from Alibaba, a foundation model suite explicitly designed for physical world intelligence, meaning robotic systems that need to reason about physical manipulation, spatial relationships, and real-world action consequences. This is a direct play for the embodied AI space, and coming from Alibaba's research team, it has serious engineering resources behind it. The gap between language model capability and robotics capability is one of the defining challenges of this moment in AI, and the Quen team is putting significant resources toward closing it.
Let me do a time capsule check before we close out, because intellectual honesty demands it. A few weeks ago, we said companies that had bet heavily on electric vehicle futures could face significant losses if adoption slows. What actually happened is more nuanced than that prediction implied. Some EV-focused companies have seen stock declines, but the broader transition has continued with regional variation. Germany and China are seeing continued growth. North American adoption has been bumpier. The binary EV adoption slows, investors lose framing missed the geographic complexity. We also said defense stocks should benefit from current tensions. They initially did from increased spending commitments, but energy stocks had mixed results because demand destruction concerns offset the supply disruption narrative. The lesson both times: geopolitical predictions resolve messily, not cleanly.
The through line in today's episode, if I had to identify one, is the question of who controls the AI stack and where. SpaceX potentially buying Cursor is about controlling the developer interface layer. GLM 5.2 and local inference are about removing that control from cloud providers entirely. GPTNL is about governments asserting that control for their own populations. The JWT debate is a microcosm of the same question. Are you building your authentication on infrastructure you control and understand, or delegating trust to a system you're using without fully auditing? Every story today from different angles is asking the same question. Where does control live, and who can see inside the box?
Well said. Everything we covered today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories caught your attention, and I'd particularly point you to the SpaceX Cursor thread with 1,500 comments, the Local Models thread with 500, and the Graphene OS thread with 400. Those are three conversations worth your time this evening. The community analysis in those threads goes significantly deeper than anything we could cover in a single episode. Head to news.ycombinator.com and find them.
A genuine thank you to the tools that make this podcast happen. We use Claude Code from Anthropic for script generation and production automation, and Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. Neither of those is a sponsored mention. They're just the tools we actually depend on, and we're grateful they exist. And if you're interested in broader coverage of geopolitics, markets, and global events beyond the tech world, check out the Intelligix Daily News, our companion show that covers exactly that.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez. For Sarah Chen, Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with us. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.